7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
So sinusy. That's okay. Oh God, it's hot. What the damn hell? Oh. Alright. Oh, here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC. My name is Tobe. I'm down at the creek. I'm gonna find some owls and maybe some golf balls. Why is it so goddamn hot out here today? I should have stayed indoors, yeah. And then hey, what's that? That's nothing. The German national anthem? What? Yeah, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I am now walking under the canopy because I'm down at the creek on a rather hot day. But we're not going to be down here for a while, for very long. We're going to hit and run because I need to see what's going on down here today, if anything. Okay, baby squirrel, he's starting to get bigger. We've seen that guy before. It's quiet. It's strangely quiet. I'm inclined to believe that owls aren't active, but, maybe we should just go down there and find out. Let's get down in there. Man, I gotta push all kinds of branches and bushes out of the way these days just to get down into the creek. All this stuff, all these plants tend to grow. Because that's what plants do. Alright, I'm halfway down. This is not super dangerous or anything. Ugh. Because now there's nowhere to walk. Alright, so it's been dry for a day or two. So I'm kind of thinking, maybe the creek will be, you know, a little bit more hospitable to our activities. So I'm standing here right about where we found that blue golf ball yesterday. And I'm tripping over sticks. Alright, let's get up here. To the edge of the water. Alright, what do we got? Yeah, the creek is kind of nominal, but muddy. So I don't see any golf balls in the water. Well, I can see the ones that break the surface of the water. There's one there. And we got two golf balls in the loam. Not interested. We got three golf balls up there. White golf balls, not interested. Okay, well. As I disguise my disappointment, I think we'll head up there. Oh, there was a little landslide over there. And there's a golf ball in the landslide. White golf ball, don't care. All right, so the first thing we're gonna do. Wait a minute, maybe we should look the other way. Do I wanna go upstream? I was gonna head upstream, start looking for owls. But it's so quiet. There might not be any owls out today. So I'm just gonna look over there and say, yeah, okay, I don't see any immediately. Owls, where are you? Where's my buddies? I don't see any of my little buddies. I'm wondering. Wait, yes, I put on my crappy shoes, good. I'm wondering now if we can go downstream via the creek. So I'm gonna go down here and check it all out. How muddy do I want to get today? How much effort do I want to put into this today? Effort in my case, does of course equal risk. Oh my God. And increased risk means increased rewards. Wow. And wow, this is also very interesting. Should we go for it? Oh, well, hell, son. I think I'm going for it today. I'm feeling adventurous. I have cold drinks at home. This is going to be tricky. How am I going to do this? Okay, I'm going to crawl. I'm going to get down on my butt here. Slide down this dirt embankment. Oh, how squishy is it? Okay, all the big rains have moved a lot of mud and sand down the creek. And so there's, oh God, there's a lot of, there's a lot of mud. Oh, and now I'm in the sand. This is not good. Okay. Nope. All right. Today's not the day I gotta put the microphone down. Okay. Yeah, I'm stuck. Okay. Both good and a bad idea. There is much more sandbar. There is much more sandbar. There is much more ground in the creek, so much so that it's causing standing water. It's practically a dam. The problem is, it's too soft to walk on if you're taupe. If you're a marmot or a fox, and what the hell are those tracks over there? That's what I really wanted to get up to. I wanted to get up to those tracks. But, yeah, no. Sinking much too far into the mud. The mud was coming over the top of my shoe. My crappy shoe. Which is now crappier. Alright, well. The good news is that once it dries out a little bit more, we're going to have a good avenue for making it down the creek and getting to our other good golf ball zone, which we haven't been able to get to for over a month now. All right. I'm going to climb out of the creek here. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to head down to the end and check that end of the creek. And then we should probably get out of here. It's a little too hot for me to be out. But also, ow. Did I brush up against nettles or something? Oh no, that's when I walked through those thorns. I have little scratches on me. Okay, that's fine. Oh, all right, let's make our way into, into the zone here. But did we come down here yesterday or was it the day before? I'm wondering if there's been many golfers. Because I'm looking out over the big first tee. There's people here. There are people here. I don't know what they're doing. Golfing, presumably. I'm trying to work my way down the treacherous slope here. It's tricky, but I think I got it. Oh. All right. So the question becomes, are there any golf balls? Any golf balls for me? I don't see any. Maybe I'm not looking hard enough. Ooh, wait. Across the creek there's an orange or a red under the... Hey, what? Who's flying over? Not an owl. There's something across the creek. What is it? Squeak, squawk to you too, Brick Brock. It's a red or an orange or something. Huh. Do I want to take the risk? We got to figure out some way to cross the creek. See, it looks a little bit more solid there. Now, if we had a big stick, I could throw a big stick down and we could use big stick for a bridge. Big stick like this guy? No, big stick that guy is still stuck to the ground. What happens if we go down? Let's see, there's some footprints. Wait, what if, can I get to this log that's kind of sticking out here? Ooh, I can see marmot tracks where I want to walk. Now, here's the big deal. I can take one more step on this piece of log, step over the water, but then I'm in mud. A couple things could happen. I could sink. I could slip and fall. Let's just go for it. Try to remain very, very stable, Tobe. Step right there, and then move to high ground. What if there's more sticks? What if I put this stick down? Does this help me any? Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. Oh, holy crap. All right, should I risk it? I'm putting my foot there, and I'm putting my foot there, and I'm going floop. Is that the plan? Well, yeah, that's the plan. Is that gonna work? There's only one way to find out. And execute. Perfect. I win. Now I'm in the swamp bottom. Ugh. I think it's just an orange. How can I get up there? I'm just gonna go over here to this tree. I'm gonna stand on the tree. I'm gonna stab myself in the gut with a stick that won't come out. And there we go. Has this been worth it? Hey, there's some poops over there. Fresh poops. And what do we got? We got ourselves an orange nitro. Number 4. And what is this white golf ball? It is a Strixon. I do not want white golf ball. But I'm going to stand here on the side of this bank and look around very carefully. Oh, my head is starting to get hot. This isn't smart. We're going to leave. We are going to turn around and try to figure out a way to get the hell out of here. And how did I get in here? Oh, yeah. We need to go here and over there and blah, blah, blah. I'm throwing the white golf ball away. Okay, well, I'm looking down the creek here. Seeing if there's any more golf balls right here. No. Is there any way to get to the sweet spot, the other golf ball collection zone from here? I'm gonna go with no. But what is this orange and or red thing in the dirt right there? Now, I'm not going to be able to get to it. That's a piece of paper. We don't need to get to it. All right, what else we got? What else we got? Oh, there's no golf balls down here. And it looks really weird now that they've scooped all this out. But they left that tree there. So that's good. Oh, wait. Would it be smarter to cross over there? Can I cross back? That doesn't look good. Oh, there's lots of mosquitoes down here in the yucky, stinky, standing water. The mud here is just black. Beautiful black hummus. I mean humus. Humus soil. All right, now I'm going to do this tricky operation of trying to get back over the creek the way I came. And it requires stepping on this stick to that log and go. Yeah, that'll work. Oh, beautiful. Okay, next question. Should we go upstream on this side a little bit? Maybe we should, just in case. Just in case. Alright. What do we got? What do we got? Here's the white golf ball that I just threw over here. What's up? We got some squirrels chasing each other up here. That's fun. Oh. I think I see another orange golf ball. And it's on the other side of the creek. And I think it's a nitro, just by judging by the shade of orange. Let me get closer. Is it an orange or is that a red? Yeah, across the creek, where we could get it if we were in the other zone. That's a golf ball. There's two white golf balls over there, too. Ooh. But look what's up here. Look what's up here on the bank. Being held in by some sticks and some leaves. It's another golf ball. It's another orange golf ball. It's a nitro number 4. Two orange nitro number 4s on the same day. Neat. All right, that'll go into the golf ball pocket as well. What is this down here? This is not a golf ball. It's a piece of a plastic Easter egg. Huh. That ball across the creek is a red. And if I thought that log was safe to walk on, I'd go doodly 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 doot and I'd go get it. However, that log is not safe to walk on. Alright. Well, we're gonna have to leave some men behind. Those men being a red golf ball. Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're just going to call it. I'm calling it. And I'm going to get out of here. So I'm going to walk back down in this direction and start climbing up the treacherous slope. In the meantime, I can only suggest that you prepare. Prepare yourselves for another installment of Open Mic Report, which is coming up right after this.
I'm rapping all day and I'm rapping all night. I'm rapping to the beat and I rap it up tight. I rap in the morning and I rap till I'm done. And everybody knows that I'm number one. Cause I'm rapping, I'm rapping, I'm rap, rap, rapping. I'm rapping, I'm rapping, I'm rapity rapping. I'm rapping, I'm rapping, I'm rap, rap, rapping. I'm rap, 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 rapping. I'm rapping all day and I'm rapping all night. Come on, I'm rapping to the beat and I rap.
Yay. Okay, you may be forgiven for thinking that that was a live recording from the open mic last night. It was not, in fact, but I would still say that's fairly representative of what happens on Monday nights, the shakedown. Hi, Dingins. Pippa has arrived. She's in my face. Hello, you want to hear the open mic report? Yes, your open mic report, Kitty. That's so nice. That's your fluffiness. It works for everybody. Oh, yeah. Okay, so what went down last night at the open mic? Well, I showed up. I walked in the back. I parked in the back in my favorite parking place. Don't rub your face up against it. They can hear that, you know. I parked in my favorite parking spot, and I walked in the back door. And I raised a hand to the bartender, Rachel. I said, hey. She's like, ah, ah, ah. And so I walked into the bar and I went into the music side of the room and I sat at the bar because there's a little window
on the music side of things that faces the barn, there's like four stools there, and there's nobody there except for Spider Cat, who's setting up the PA or whatever. And so I get my cola flavored beverage. Oh, soda, soft drinks. And so I sat there because there was nothing going on for the first 15 minutes. Nobody signed up for that first 15 minute slot. And so at 8:15, what's his name again? Zaya or Zaya? I think his name is Zaya. He got up. This is one of our guitar guys. He's the guy that has the blue Strat, but last night he had his acoustic guitar plugged into his little orange practice amp. He has good taste in practice amps. And my cat's still trying to get my attention. Yeah, hi, I'm petting you. You can just wait a damn minute. I said you can wait a damn minute. Yeah, or maybe we can't wait a damn minute. Do you want some kitty water? All right, we're going to get up and we're going to get the kitty water. Well, now this cable is hung up on something. What the damn hell? Okay. Ooh, okay, so Zaya did a few songs, and he did a new one, and I didn't quite catch it all, but it was pretty good. He writes about subject matter that I have some interest in. And let's see what happened after that. Gosh, now I can't remember, because it was at about that time that Rebecca walked in. Rebecca came in and she had a friend with her that I did not recognize, I hadn't seen before. But Rebecca was wearing this really nice sort of halter top hippie thing that kind of looked like, I don't know what it was. But she was her usual super cute self. And then she got up and did a bunch of songs and was great. Oh, no, wait. I'm trying to remember in what order all this happened. But anyway, at some point in time, then Eric, the irksome one, got up, did a half an hour. And he is great. And that was about the time that I was getting ready to leave. About this time, you know, it's 9:30 or whatever, 9:45 even. You know, I didn't want to leave when Eric was playing. That would have been just rude. But so I'm sitting there waiting for whoever to finish up. Maybe it was Rebecca, maybe it was Eric. I don't remember what order they played in. And I was thinking, yeah, okay, as soon as this wraps up, I'm going to head out because I'm getting kind of weird. And that's about when Ted walked in. I saw Ted, I turned and I looked, and he's like, hey, and he nods, and I'm like, oh, cool. And he's carrying all his gear. And he comes into the room with his gear. He's got, you know, his guitar and two cases worth of stuff. And actually, that's one case and his amp. And he said, oh, I got a new drum machine. And I'm like, oh, really? And then Spider Cat said that, oh, the Silk Knights, or two-thirds of the Silk Knights are going to play tonight. Like, okay, this is the first I've heard of this. This is a little impromptu kind of thing, because there wasn't a lot of people there last night. There wasn't a lot of people that signed up, and so it was kind of a slow night. But then, of course, the Silk Knights got up, started setting up their equipment, and I was like, all right. So I kind of went up to the front of the stage, and Ted showed me his new drum machine, and it's one of those Yamaha finger drummers. I was like, yes, this is exactly what you need. This is a product that is made for you. And frankly, I thought it sounded a little bit better than their other drum machine. Just slightly different sounds, a little crisper. It had some dynamics capabilities, so that worked out. And so, yeah, they just started right up. Ted just starts tapping drum beats into his looper, and then he overlays a bass line, and then Spider Cat starts singing, and then he starts doing guitar noodling over his loop. Oh, it was great. Good stuff. And then they just made that up. They just improv. And then they did another thing, which was also great. And these are kind of long improvisational jams, and they're great. And then they did another thing. And then I started to get really wonky, and I had to bail. So when they finished up their current song, I went up to the front of the stage because Spider Cat jumped down to turn her phone off. I think she was recording the performance. And I said, I gotta run, but yeah, you guys are great, and email me. And she said, oh, I already emailed you. And I'm like, oh, great, 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 great. So then I came home to find an email from Spider Cat, because at the beginning of the night, Spider Cat came up to me and said, oh, I'm sorry, I haven't emailed you that stuff yet, and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, that's cool, whatever. Yeah, I tried to email the pet shop, couldn't get a hold of anybody, and na, na, na. She's like, this is when she breaks out the pertinent information. She says, oh, well, it's actually Studio 62 in the pet shop, and da 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 da. I'll just email you the stuff. I'll email you. I'll email you. I didn't know she meant I'll email you right now. I thought, you know, okay, I'll email you later tonight. So as I was leaving the bar, I was like, okay, yeah, email me that stuff. So I already did. And so I came home and I found it. And it's sitting right here on my computer. Let's open that up. Okay, yeah. And it turns out this guy I need to talk to is the co-owner of the studio that's within the gallery. Okay, so yeah, I got an email address and that's about it. Oh, and a link to the showcases that this person does, which is apparently all kinds of audio, sonic art, and environment and stuff like that. All the stuff that I have a great deal of experience with. So, yeah, at some point in time today, probably coming up in here in about 40 minutes. As soon as the show ends, I gotta eat. And then after I eat, I think I'll drop this guy a line. And we'll see what happens. And the reason that I want to really get connected with this guy is that he is somehow involved in a larger thing that's going on. Some kind of art conspiracy. And he's part of this network that's doing this Benson First Fridays stuff. If I never mentioned it, Benson First Fridays is this sort of, I don't know what's event, this distributed event, the first Friday of every month up in Benson, a lot of different venues and restaurants and galleries and stuff, they're all doing coordinated artistic things, and they have big art stuff happening, and there's art festivals, and there's art in the street, and there's art standing around, and we're all artists. The world is a beautiful thing. Welcome to Benson. Which they're trying to turn into Austin, Texas somehow. Because now there's signs all over Benson. Keep Benson weird. Well, Benson never was weird. Benson was always a fairly steadfast place. But yeah, in the last few years, and of course they got to put a big lizard statue up on the roof of one of the buildings, which I kind of like, because I kind of like lizards, and I like the, you know, it'd be better if it was a Godzilla head, but yeah, no, it's, yeah, well, there aren't any original ideas going down, but at least it's sort of a tolerable place for me to hang out and show them what reality and originality really is, because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Now you're probably thinking, this is the part where Tobe goes and gets tacos. Because isn't today Tuesday? Yeah, it is. But I'm going to save my taco money in case I have to buy another solar panel. And I've got bratwurst anyway, so